Hello, this is Brett.
Oh, hey, Brett. This is Roy. I left a note on your windshield.
Ah, hello, Roy. Been waiting for you to call.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I was in jail. But yeah, I'm out.
Oh. Well, that's not good. Tell me, what happened?
Oh, I was putting the note on your windshield, and my finger kind of scuffed your windshield. More like my fingernail, it kind of scratched your windshield as I was leaving the note. So, yeah, that's just a little ding in the windshield.
Okay, I thought you'd actually dented the vehicle or something like that.
Well, I don't know, maybe I'm misusing the word ding, but, you know, it was just my fingernail. It just kind of scraped the windshield as I was leaving the note.
Right, but why were you leaving the note? That's why I'm confused.
Oh, yeah, I was leaving the note to tell you about the ding in the windshield.
Right, okay. Right. So you ding the windshield as you were leaving the note.
Correct.
The ding in the windshield.
That's it.
Okay. Right, okay. I couldn't see anything in the windshield. I don't know how you ding the glass, but...
Oh, you know, I have really sharp fingernails, and I have rings. I have lots of bling on my fingers.
Right, okay. Is there any particular reason why... I'm a company, and I was delivering that vehicle. It's a brand new vehicle, and it was getting delivered to Volkswagen.
Oh, okay.
So they want to know what actually happened. So.
Oh, well, I told you, I dinged the windshield. As I was leaving the note, I dinged the windshield with my rings and my...
Right, but why would you be touching? Why would you be touching the windshield? Why would you be leaving the note in the first place?
Oh, to...
This is why I'm confused.
I was leaving the note just to let you know about the ding, and then that's when my finger hit the window.
Right, but if you were dinging, and like I said, why are you leaving a note? If you ding the windshield whilst you were leaving the note, you wouldn't be leaving the note. See where I'm coming from? I've got to try and pass this on to Volkswagen with your details and let them know exactly what happened.
Yeah, and just let them know that as I was leaving the note.
Yeah, I'm going to pass your details on. Can I get your address, please?
Oh, no, I don't have an address.
So you don't have an address, you just have a telephone number from Seattle when you would just happen to be in Las Vegas.
Yeah, just send it to a general delivery, Roy, here in Bellevue.
I don't think so. I'm going to have to call the police, I'm afraid.
No, why would you do that?
Because there's no reason why you would be touching that windshield.
Well, I had to. I had to touch the windshield to leave the note.
But you had, yeah, and why would you leave the note if you hadn't touched the windshield? You're saying you scratched the windshield the note.
Then
why were you leaving the note?
I scratched it as I was leaving the note. My rings just kind of scraped across the window.
Right, okay, I'm just going to pass this on. Thanks very much.
All right, yeah, just let them know.
What? Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Dr. Roy Gerbel.
I don't understand.
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Dr. Roy Gerbel.
You're a fucking asshole.
What?
What are you talking about?
Are you?
You're a fucking asshole.
Who the fuck are you,
ma'am?
Who the fuck are you,
ma'am?
Who the fuck are you?
Dr. Roy Gerbel. Dr. Roy Gerbel. Dr. Roy.
What?
Gerbel.
I just can't stop using that new song by Joe DeVita. That's an awesome new intro song. Thanks, Joe. Hey, everybody. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. You probably thought there was never going to be another one again, because I think at this point, how long has it been? 2 weeks, I think? Maybe more than 2 weeks? I've been doing hobo-sodes. Not very many of them, but I have been doing them. So if you were a paid supporter of the show, you would at least get to hear the hobo-sodes over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Thank you, Mr. John and Anagol 009, FOD87, Dirty Syringe, and Crooked Alligator for being the sponsors of today's show. Those are five of the people who were able to listen to shows while I was on the hiatus. I didn't mean to stop making the Snowplow shows, I swear. I thought I could do at least one a week, but stuff just kept getting in the way. But I am back in the Situation Room, and I plan to be back on a normal schedule starting with the show, I guess. I also did a hobosode on Friday, which was hobosode number 200. Holy crap, there's been 200 of them now. And of course, that means everybody was able to listen to it. I make every 10th hobosode available for everybody, so make sure you go listen to that by going to phonelosers.com or patreon.com/phonelosers. There was at least one good call in that one, and here's a small clip of that.
You in for fucking fraud.
No, it's not fraud, because I work here. I cooked the books.
I don't give a fuck where you work.
I use the money for, like, drugs and gambling and stuff. So I'm sorry. I'm calling to apologize, but you've really got to pay that back.
No, you pay the fuck back. Don't tell me what I got to do, because I didn't fucking get no settlement.
Okay,
you're fucking retarded, crazy, all of the bugs.
You can stop.
That's not my problem.
Just stop.
You got a fucking drug problem.
That was from Hobosode 200. And then I did a Hobosode 199 on September 9th. And I did another Wood Enthusiast podcast. That was a long one. I think that one was almost an hour. And let's see if I can find something good from that hobosode.
First of all, I don't want you coming around our house, fiddling around with the hose, whether the trees are dry or not.
Well, it's my own hose. I can fiddle around with my own hose.
I don't give a damn. I don't know where. I don't know who you are.
I'm your neighbor.
I know you say you live on...
That's a very small clip from that one. It's a 53-minute long show. And before that one, I did a show on September 3rd, Hobosode number 198, where I was telling people a grade school buried a time capsule under their yard back in the 50s. And this guy had a thing or two to tell me about being an employee of a school.
Junior high school, and I was the, for 20, 30, 36 years, I know more about schools than most people. I spent my life in there.
Wait, what did you do? You're a band teacher?
No, not a band teacher.
Coach?
Who are you kidding?
I didn't
hear... I was the principal of a junior high school.
Oh, well, I mean, I love how he said, who you kidding? Like, he really looks down on those band teachers. So you're missing some good hobosodes if you haven't been a subscriber. That's the real reason I stopped doing snowplow shows, so I could tell you that you're a big dummy for not listening to the hobosodes. You would have had so much more to listen to. I think on the last snowplow show, I said I might set up a music section on snowplowshow.com/music, and I did that right after I made that show. So if you go to snowplowshow.com/music, you can be taken to the webpages of various musicians who have made music for this show. Like, the intro that I played today is by Joe DeVita, and it has a link to his website and his SoundCloud. I have links to Reefer Badness. He has a bunch of, you know, like a YouTube, a SoundCloud, a Facebook. And the page is very basic right now. If you know of anything I need to add on to there, send me an email, show@snowplowshow.com. I know that I've forgotten plenty of people on there because I just kind of quickly set that up. Hopefully you can help me make that grow, though. Thank you, everybody that's made music for this show. So why have I been absent all of this time? I have been in Illinois for almost a month. I went to Chicago twice. I went up there once to see an Asterios show. If any of you remember Asterios from the Hang Up the Phone show, he's a guy from the Dick Show community. And I went up there and saw one of his live shows, and that was a lot of fun. I actually got to go up on the stage near the end and make a prank call, which was not a prank call at all. It was a voicemail that I left for someone, but at least I tried. There's video of that up somewhere. I'll try to find a link to that. I'm pretty sure I linked to that in a previous show. And then a week later, we had HoboCon in Chicago again. I mean, it wasn't called HoboCon last year. It was just, you know, the meetup, Prank Call Nation and Phone Losers. But we had HoboCon. It was in an awesome venue. They were very tolerable of us. Even though they got a few prank calls, they told me about it. I warned them beforehand this time. And a lot of people showed up. I don't think we ever decided on, like, a number of people that probably showed up. I think it had to have been at least 50, though. So, a little bit more than last year. That was at the Replay Lincoln Park in Chicago. Thank you, everybody that came out for that. We had people there from all of the coasts. Zax came from the United Kingdom. He's the only one crazy enough to come internationally. And I went to an art show that Matt Hillock did. He had some of his cactus drawings up in an art show. That was pretty awesome. And I'll try to put links up to all of this stuff. I know there's a lot of photos and videos and stuff on the Prank Call Nation Facebook page because Dwight kept streaming from there. So if you know where that is on Facebook, find it, Prank Call Nation. I made my own streaming video of HoboCon on my Facebook page, facebook.com/BradTheCarter. It's in there somewhere, and there's some photos and stuff. Riley and Bird came down to Alton to visit. I took them on a really depressing tour of Alton. It's been a fun month. Oh yeah, I was also on the Thought Cops podcast. That's another spinoff podcast from the Dick Show community. And that's up on their feed already. If you want to listen to that, you can find it by Googling Thought Cops Podcast. It doesn't look like they have a domain, but they have twitter.com/realthoughtcops. I'll put a link to that in the show notes if you want to listen to that. I've been talking way too long. Let's do a show. But first, music from Henrik.
Hello, this is Carol. Can I help you? We're installing a service elevator. It's in your front lawn.
People pop up in my front yard.
Yes.
Horrible.
Yes.
You told me Jesus Christ is your immediate supervisor.
Most recent Hobo Sewed, I did old requests from my old email account, my personal email account, which is where they used to come into. Now they come to a specialized PLA email account, but I still have all these old requests from 2000, I think they start in 2014 and go up to about 2016. And I want to get rid of this directory from my personal email account that has all these old requests in it, and I don't want to just throw them out. You guys sent me these requests, I got to get through them, right? So as of right now, there's 163 requests in there. I think I got through about 20 of them on the last Hobosode because a lot of them were disconnected and I deleted a few that didn't answer or the number's been reassigned or whatever. So I've got this one request. It looks like I've already worked on it. This guy found a flyer for an electrician's company. It looks kind of independent. The flyer is basically just a Word document of things that he offers and his address, his phone number. And then on the bottom, there's a list of referrals. And it has the people's names and their phone numbers. So people who he's done work for in the past. And this request is from 2015, so this is work from at least 4 years ago. So I called these, I think, probably on a Hobosode before, maybe. Actually, I have no idea. But I do remember getting through to some of them. I don't remember what I said to them. And I have a list of people here that never answered. I have a note next to their number that says, did not answer. So I'm going to try these one more time before deleting them. I'm going to pretend to be the electric company that they've had work done with already. And we'll see what happens.
Hello.
Hey, Jay?
Who's calling?
This is Steve. I'm with Electric. I did some electrical work there for you a few years ago.
It's on Stocker Street?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Well, when I was up there doing the electrical work, I left my weed pipe up in the, like, kind of in the ceiling. I was wondering if I could
get... Your what pipe?
My weed pipe. You know, marijuana?
Okay.
And I was embarrassed to say anything back then because it wasn't legalized yet, but it's legalized now. I was just wondering if I could come by and get that from you.
No, because I don't live in that house anymore.
Ah, shit.
We haven't moved out of there 16 months ago.
Oh, do you still own it? Like, can you get me in there? Do you have the old, do you have the old house key?
No.
Like, nobody...
The house is no longer... I sold it.
Oh, so the bank took it away? Shit.
No, sir. Unless you got the wrong house, the wrong people.
Oh, no, the one in Stocker, Jay and Vicky.
Yeah, no, that's the home sold, sir, and new owners are in there.
Well, you probably found my weed pipe then. Can I just get it back? Like, you don't have to keep it.
No, sir, because I don't know anything about it.
It's not even that nice of a weed pipe. It's just got sentimental value.
I wish I could help you out, guy.
Okay.
I'm not doing you any good here. I know that.
Yeah.
The sentimental value and all the rest of it, shucks, I haven't looked up in that attic for, you may have been the last one in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was up there.
For all I know.
Like, most of the time I was doing all that work, I was up there smoking weed.
Oh, well, okay. Good. Was it good stuff?
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. It was like a lot of fun. I was up there listening to my Walkman and smoking weed.
Anyway, sir, I don't know, in all honesty, the answer to that. We're not even in the state of California anymore.
The city of
California. And the only reason I have this phone number is to try and keep in touch with people that I may have not talked to for a year.
Do you know the name of the people that moved in there? Because I'm going to go there and tell them that Jay told me it's fine to come on in.
No, I'm not going to, sir. I won't do that.
What, do you know it? Like, just tell me. Come on.
I'm sorry?
Just tell me what their name is. I'm going to tell them that you said it's fine to come up in the attic.
I did not say that, sir.
I know, but I'm going to tell them that because I need to get in the house so I can get my weed pipe.
Sir.
What?
It's been almost 5 years since you were there.
I know. I want my weed pipe back.
Well, it's not there, sir, and I'm not going to do such a thing.
You said I was the last person in the attic. Now you're saying it's not there, so obviously you took it.
I can't,
you're
sir.
A thief. You're a weed pipe thief.
Sir.
What?
I don't smoke dope, sir. I would have no need for one.
It's not dope, it's
weed. I don't
have
any problem with people who do, but I have no need for one. I have no problem with people who do.
What'd you do? Why'd you throw it away then?
One way or the other.
Why'd you throw it away then? Why'd you throw my weed pipe away then?
I didn't, sir. I don't have your weed pipe. I don't know anything about it.
Well, you just said you know something about it. You said it's not in the attic. After you told me
well,
that
would
I was
I know
the last...
that, sir. I didn't crawl the whole attic for you.
But you said I was the last person
why would
in the
attic. That?
The last person in the attic, and now you seem sure
well,
that
I'm
it's
sure there
it's
might
gone.
Have been an inspector in there. Hold on, there may have been an inspector in there when that went up there inspected the house for the new owners.
So you think the inspector?
And there were contractors in there.
You think the inspector
there were
stole my weed?
In.
Stole my weed pipe. The inspector did it.
I don't know who did. I never knew it. Didn't even know it exists. Still don't know it exists.
Why are you telling me not to show up at the house and just go and retrieve my weed pipe?
It's not my home.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask nicely. I'm just going to tell them that Jay said
no,
it's fine.
It's not my home, sir.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell them.
It's not my home.
I'm going to tell them I'm Jay. I'm the previous owner, and I need to get something out of the attic.
They would know better.
Oh, they know you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll say Jay gave me permission.
I did not.
I know, but that's what I'm going to say just to get the weed pipe back.
Well, you do what you want.
Okay.
And I did not give you permission.
Yeah, but I'm going to say that you did. I'm going to say Jay said it was fine.
That's
to
fine.
Just come on up in the attic and get my weed pipe.
Yeah, I never did that. You're now who's talking to who about being lying?
Well, it's not lying. It's just I'm just making up a story to get my weed pipe. I'm going to tell them that me and you used to smoke together. And it,
no,
it's up in,
you know what? Have a good day.
I'm going to say we used
to
go.
I've been courteous.
We used to go up in the attic and smoke the weed.
You know what, sir, have a good day.
No, you have a good day. He's probably calling those people up now and warning them. Don't let him in your attic. He's out of his mind on the weed.
Hello?
Hello, Tom?
Yes?
Hey, this is Steve Dave. I'm with Electric. I did some electrical work for you a few years ago.
Okay, what's your name again?
Steve Dave.
Spell it.
I-T.
Oh, okay. I-T.
So, yep. And I was wondering, like, I wrote down my AOL email password, like, you know, right next to where the wires are. Do you think I could come in there and just get that, or, you know, I wrote it in Sharpie, kind of like behind the wall.
Are you calling Drive?
Yeah, yep, that's it, the same one. I did the electrical work for you there.
And what did you do?
I don't even remember at this point. It's been so long. I remember I got my new Trio, and I was setting it up when I was there working on your stuff. And AOL, you know, I had to create an AOL account. And I wrote down my password, and this is the first time they've asked for it again. It's been in my Trio all these years, and I just upgraded to a BlackBerry.
Where's your Trio?
Well, I'm not using it anymore. Like, it's a little bit out of date. You know, it's my, it's a little handheld organizer. I've upgraded to the BlackBerry.
Boy, I wish I could understand what you're talking about. You need to come over here and get what?
I need to come over. I wrote down my AOL email account password in your
where?
Wall. Like, in your inside your house, I wrote it down, like, kind of inside of a wall by some wiring. I just want to come and get my password so I can get into my email. Like, I've been locked out because my phone number changed.
Come on over.
Okay, and I can, like, tear apart your walls and get that email password?
Hell no.
Why are you telling me to come over if I can't even do that?
I really don't understand any of this, to be honest.
Okay, I need to get my password. I wrote it down inside your house with a Sharpie. It's gonna be a professional job. I'm gonna open up just a piece of the wall. I know right where I wrote it down. I just need to get in there with the flashlight. And
are you talking about inside my home, inside a closet, under the house? What are you talking about?
You know, it's just in there where I was doing the wiring. You remember the wiring job I did?
No, I don't. That's why I'm having trouble with this.
Well, you remember electric?
Yes.
Yeah, I did some stuff for you a few years ago.
Okay, what's your name again?
I just need my email password. My name's Steve Dave.
Okay, I wish I wear hearing aids. I don't understand what you said, but okay, are you nearby?
I live over, you know, like way down in the valley. But yeah, I can come today. I can come and I can tear up your walls.
You can come today and tear up my wall.
Yes, sir. But I'll
and
you
then
know,
fix it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, most of it.
Well, come when you can tear it up and fix it all.
Okay. Well, yeah, I will. It'll just be like a 3-day job. Max, you know, I gotta do the drywalling. I gotta let the mud dry and then repaint and color match and all that stuff. But I gotta get that password.
This is the weirdest thing I have ever heard in my lifetime. Why in the name of heaven would you write your password inside my wall?
Well, because I was setting up my new trio while I was there doing the work. And
your new trio. What is a trio?
It's like an iPhone, but, you know, from way back in 2015. It was the latest thing in technology back then.
Here, talk to my wife. See if this makes sense to her.
Okay.
Some guy that says he worked here before for electric.
Hello?
Hi, Diane?
Are you Mike?
Yeah, it's me, Mike.
Yeah, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. What's up?
Well, it's just that I wrote down my AOL account password inside your wall when I was doing some wiring there.
And why would you do that?
Because it's just all I had to write on. I had a Sharpie and I didn't want to write on my hand because that stuff never comes off. So I was setting up my trio and it needed to set up a brand new AOL password for me. And yeah, I wrote it down on the wall. It's a really complicated password, so I don't remember it. And this is the first time I've been asked for it, because I just upgraded to a BlackBerry.
Okay, and what wall were you referring to?
The one I did the wiring in.
I don't remember where you did wiring.
Oh, I'll remember when I get in there. But yeah, Tom pretty much gave me permission. I'm going to come in, and I'm going to tear up the wall, and just write down that password that's written there. I think it's written on a stud inside the wall.
Well, can't you change your password?
No, I got locked out because I got divorced and my wife changed the phone numbers on our account, so I can't verify it through my phone number. So I just need to just tear apart your wall.
Okay. Which wall is it? You don't remember?
Well, I know which one it is. I just...
How the fuck? You're going to rip apart the house?
What's he saying?
He said you're going to rip apart the house?
Well, no, he's exaggerating a little bit. I just need to get my password. It's not a big deal. And also, like, when I had the wall opened up, I left my weed pipe in there.
Your weed pipe? Oh, shit.
Yeah,
you're talking about 2 years ago.
Yeah, I left it inside the wall. Yep.
But it's been at least 2 years, and you've not been able to have access to your...
Well, no, I have another weed pipe.
No, I don't mean your weed. I'm talking about your password.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's just I haven't needed to use my password because I've had the same Trio organizer. You know, it's a cell phone called a Trio.
Oh, okay.
Made by
Palm. I don't know
Palm.
About that. But.
Yeah, I've just...
All right, we're here.
Okay, and I'm going to just bring a crowbar and pretty much rip the whole wall off. And then I'll come back and fix it up maybe next weekend.
What do you mean? We're going to have a whole week with a wall ripped up?
Yeah, because I need my password. I have an email in there I need to get. It's from my dealer.
Well, your dealer?
Mm-hmm. He deals, contract supplies. and stuff, know what I mean. Wink, wink.
All right. Well, when you get here and you show us what you're talking about, we'll go from there.
Okay. I know right where it is. So I just have to rip just a big old hole in the wall. I know right where to rip it.
You know right where to rip it. Well, why don't you know how to fix it right away?
I just don't want to because I have stuff to do today.
You don't want to because you got stuff to do today.
Yes.
Well, we'll talk when you get here.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. You know, it's very embarrassing. And you're going to let me have the weed pipe, right? Like, you're not going to.
I don't care about the weed.
Claim it's yours or anything. Because I was.
No, I don't care about
I was, like, smoking a bunch of weed while I was doing the work there when I was there last time. And I just kind of left my pipe in the wall.
Okay.
Stupid me.
All right. Okay.
Or could I convince you to just, like, punch a hole in the wall and read me my password? And I'll let you.
I don't know where, so you'd have to show me.
Well, do you remember where I did the wiring?
No, I don't remember where you did the wiring. Did you do. I don't remember.
Do you remember what I was doing wiring for?
No, I don't.
Oh, me either.
Me either. Do you remember what he was wiring for?
No.
No. Was it in one of the bedrooms?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. Yeah, I'll remember when I get in there.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I'm going to be there soon with the crowbar.
Okay, bye.
All right. Bye. Well, they were much more accommodating to let me come over and retrieve my lost property. You guys remember the trio, right? Actually, I don't even remember the palm trio. I think that was more like the late 2000s, not 2015. And she was saying 2 years ago. It wasn't 2 years ago. It had to have been at least 5 years ago, unless they had them come over for something else. Oh yeah, there it is, the palm trio. I think that was their first cell phone device, maybe. It's like a smartphone that came out before the iPhone back in 2008. Or was that before the iPhone? I don't know. Who gives a shit? It's an old smartphone that nobody liked. It had 250 megabytes of user memory and 128 megabytes of program memory. Holy crap, I do not miss those days.
Hi, you've reached Virginia and Dave. Please leave us a message. Thanks. Bye.
Virginia, Dave, pick up the phone. Pick up, it's me. Hello? Pick up the phone.
Hello?
Oh, hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Virginia.
Yes.
It's Steve Dave. I'm with Electric. I did work for you a few years ago.
Okay. Here, let me give you to Dave.
Okay.
He's
Do you remember what I did there?
No, I don't.
Oh, is the wiring?
Okay. Here, let me have you talk to Dave, okay?
All right.
Here he is.
Somebody that did electrical for us a while back.
Hello.
Hey, I'm from Electric. I did that electrical stuff for you.
Okay, yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I need
we're
to...
kind of...
You're what?
Go ahead.
You're kind of what?
Go ahead.
You're kind of what?
No, I said we're in the process of packing. We're going to be moving in a week or so. So what is it you need?
I could just let it go then. Like, you could just let the next people worry about it. I was calling to let you know I need to come in and replace those wires. They disintegrate after a few years.
What wires are those?
You know, the wires I put in for the electrical work I did.
You have to remind me. Was it underground?
I think wasn't it in the walls or the attic or something?
Not that I recall. Maybe you just... No, I don't... It's not coming back to me, so
yeah.
I'm sorry.
All I know is I used biodegradable wires, and they just pretty much, die after 5 years.
Okay, well,
so I was gonna,
do you remember where it was? Which part of the building?
Yeah, I remember. It's like right there in the back. I got to come in every 5 years and replace the wiring that I did.
Okay, well... we've been through inspections. Nobody said anything about it. I'm lost. Maybe you should come back when the new owners show up and tell them where it was. I'm drawing a blank. I'm really drawing a blank.
You don't remember what I came in and did?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't. Huh. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's that new biodegradable wire. I have to come in and replace it every 5 years.
Okay, well, I'll leave a note for them, and we've got your number on the phone, so I'll have them give you a call. But we're kind of past that point now. We're actually putting boxes together right now for the movers. So
where are you going?
To Luka Lake, basically.
To what?
To Luka Lake.
Oh, Luka Lake.
To Luka.
Oh,
as in, like...
Yeah, Canada.
Yeah,
Canada,
Lake.
I know. Well, yeah, it's a shithole.
No. It's Toluca Lake. It's about 4 miles from here.
Canada is much further away than 4 miles.
Well, it's not what you're thinking. Anyway,
it's a shithole.
I'll give the.
I'm thinking it's a.
I'll give the new owners the information and let them get a hold of you.
Yeah,
okay,
just tell them
going to work.
Biodegradable wires got to be replaced every 5 years. The new homeowners
okay.
will love it.
Okay, sounds good. I'll give them a call.
All right.
When they show up. Okay?
Let them know how expensive it's going to be.
I will. I will. Okay, take care.
Okay, we'll put Virginia back on.
She's in the middle of something. What is it you need her for?
I just want to say bye.
Oh, okay, hang on. This guy wants to say goodbye.
Oh, okay. Hi there.
Hey.
Did you get it all straightened out?
Yeah, I think so. I just wanted to say goodbye.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks. I appreciate that. And
you enjoy Canada.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. I will. Okay, take care.
You
Bye.
Too. I love you. Oh, man, I didn't even get to the part where I get to blow her kisses. And why don't people remember what I did for them? I think the three people I've talked to now, actually four, I'm not going to keep one of the calls. Because it was awful, but nobody remembers why they called an electrician to come out to do some work. Why don't they remember?
Hi, this is Vic at the tone. Please leave your message.
Vic, pick up the phone. Vic, Faith. Vic or Faith, pick up. It's me. Hello. Pick up. Pick up the phone. Pick it up. Pick up that phone. You pick it up right now, or I'll pick it up for you. Pick up. Pick up. Okay, well, I was just calling a telemarket. I'll try back later. Thanks, bye. Let's delete that one. I've got one left, and I think this one might be a business.
You have reached the Cabrini Villas HOA Management Office.
Oh.
Our office... Monday through Friday, 7 a.m.
It's an HOA management office. Okay, I'm going to delete this email. I'm done with it forever. Thank you, person who submitted it. They asked me not to give their name, but that was a lot of fun, and I wish I could remember the calls that I did before on this list, because I know I got through to at least a couple of them. If any of you remember which show that's from, you should let everyone know in the comments. Okay, here's an email from What's Your Face from 2016, which just has paragraphs and paragraphs of text. I can't read all this. I'm just going to scroll down to the attachments where he sent me some phone numbers. It looks like he sent me lists of people who have posted their number on Facebook for various reasons. And the first one is from someone named Mary. She's looking to have a couple of pit bulls adopted. Frosty and Sugar, 8-week-old pups.
The number you dialed is not a working...
God damn it. I was going to tell them I wanted to give them back. Because they're assholes. Here's someone named Sarah, who has been signing up distributors all day if you're serious about making extra money. From home. Send me a message.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. This is Steve Dave from Verizon Wireless. I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number today. So just so you know, you're going to have a brand new phone number, and I have the new number here if you'd like it.
You said from Verizon? I use Sprint.
I know, but your original carrier was Verizon, so we still own the number. We just decided to give it to someone else.
Okay.
So we've set you up with the brand new phone number.
So are you going to give that number to somebody else?
No, because this new number is owned by Sprint. So,
okay.
it'll be them that sells it to someone else.
Okay. I'm not in a position where I can, like, write that down. Can you message that to me or send it to me in an email?
Just call a friend and they'll see your new number on there.
Are you changing it, like, right now? Like, you press the button and it changes?
Yeah, I just did it. Like, it just changed. Like you got outbid on your number. Like somebody else wanted your number to use for you know whatever purposes, and they paid a certain amount of money for it, and they won.
So why didn't I get an opportunity to buy my number?
We figured just the way you pay your bill, you probably wouldn't be able to afford it because you know you're always late and everything.
What?
Just the way you're always late paying your bill, you probably wouldn't have been able to afford it anyway. Okay, she did not like that. Next, we've got a message here from Beverlyn. Good evening, my Facebook family and friends. We are having a walk at my church on the 5th of March. And she says her church name, she gives her phone number, she gives the number of another lady, I think, at her church. They're asking for $5 donations or whatever you can give for t-shirts because it's a good cause. So obviously I need to call from her church and say something wacky. Or I could call as this other lady whose number she gave and pretend to be her. I don't know what to do here.
Hello?
Hi, is Beverlyn available?
Yes, she's not. Would you like to be in this?
Oh, what? Can you speak up and stop mumbling? I can barely understand you.
I said, no, she's not. Would you like to leave a message?
Well, when's she going to be back? I'm calling from the church.
No, later on tonight sometime.
What? Speak up.
Later tonight sometime.
Oh, that's better. There you go. What's she doing? Darn it. All right, let's try this other one. See if it works out.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 3.
Well, shit. I can't get an answer from either of them. Here, let me try Beverlyn one more time. Talk to that mumbly person.
Hello?
Hey, well, this is Steve Dave. I'm calling from the church.
Hello, man.
What?
Yeah.
What?
What?
I'm calling from the church.
What church?
The church.
Church.
Yeah. Hey, they just wanted me to call Beverlyn. Maybe you can pass along this message. Tell her to stop putting kick me signs on everyone's back. It's immature.
Stop doing what?
She keeps putting kick me signs on everyone's back.
Man. No, but.
What? All right, whatever. Well, looks like that's it for this list. Thank you, What's Your Face, for the numbers. He sent me a second list here, but it's a bunch of people who are single, looking to hook up, and they all have WhatsApp numbers, which aren't real phone numbers, and I don't feel like setting up WhatsApp, so that's it for this list. Here's a list from Sarah that was sent to me in 2016. She says, I just found all of these apartment listings online. Have fun. The phone numbers are for the main office. I hope you can use this list. I will try to get more for you. But the list, it just seems to be people. Like, there's not apartment names, it's people's names. So is it the people who run the apartments? You know, sometimes they have a free apartment to the manager that lives there. Maybe that's it. Either way, I don't think they're going to answer on a Sunday, so this is probably dumb to even try this. But I'm going to do it anyway. Oh, this is great. Each one is in a different area code, so I have to change my caller ID almost every time.
Cosmo Dare again.
What?
Hello?
Jack.
Yeah.
What? Why are you being such an asshole for? I was just trying to call you about something.
I said Casa Dare, Daddy. What do you want me to say?
Okay, well, just the way you said it, and you're being just kind of like your condescending attitude. Why don't you, you know, I'm one of the tenants here. I just have a question.
Well, who is this?
This is Roy.
Roy?
Yeah, from apartment 32.
No, Roy doesn't live at 32.
No, I sleep on the couch.
No, you don't.
What do you mean, no, I don't? I know where I know where I sleep.
In number 32?
Yeah, asshole.
32 is Julie and his daughter.
I know, Julie and his daughter, and I sleep on the couch. I'm the daughter's boyfriend.
Okay, well, I've never met you.
Okay, well, I didn't say you had. And see, there you go again with the attitude.
Excuse me?
You just have kind of an attitude, and I'm just trying to ask a question.
It's a Sunday, and it's my day off.
Well, why are you answering the phone then? Let it go to voicemail, stupid.
Because I always answer the phone in case it's an emergency.
Well, it doesn't sound like a day off then.
Okay, so what's the problem?
I installed a urinal on the wall in the living room.
Okay, who's joking with me now?
No, I'm not joking with you.
No, you didn't install a urinal on the wall.
No, I did. I did, too. It's a flushless urinal.
No,
so I didn't have
you
to run
didn't install it, number 32. Please tell you what. Why are you messing with me?
I'm not messing with you. Julie said this was fine.
No, this is not fine. You know what? You're funny. Goodbye.
Hey, can you tell that person in the background to shut the fuck up?
Okay, shut the fuck up, everybody.
Shut up!
Goodbye!
All right, thank you. Bye.
I don't know who it was. No, it wasn't restricted.
I looked at it when I picked it up and I threw it back down that ring. Have they given you shit, Daddy?
I've never driven to his bathroom. I'm sleeping on the couch. I just installed a urinal on the wall.
We know better than that.
Somebody is fucking with me. I don't know who it is.
Maybe they'll have one like that says.
I don't even know who that is.
His thingy. Oh, like that? Yeah, fancy. That is cool. Hey, I see you take out my trash. Yeah, and then you got to bring him there. And take him
hey, off. Jack.
I'd hire
those
kids
to Jack. Jack. Hang up the phone. All right, I think they're done talking about me, so I just hung up. So I guess these are apartment manager type people, but apparently at least one of them answers on a Sunday. So I guess let's try a couple more of these and see if I can get anyone to pick up. What sucks is I don't know the apartment names on these, you know, the name of the apartment complex, but I do have their full address. Each one of these has a full address with an apartment number, so I know the apartment number format, so that's kind of nice.
Hello, we are not...
Thank you for calling 6NG Apartments. Hello.
Thank you for calling the Orchard and Maple Apartments. We are an equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for calling Southgate Village.
And it seems like the rest of these aren't picking up, so I am probably going to save this list for a weekday, maybe tomorrow or something.
You have reached Tranquil Villas, an independent retirement community.
Okay, what's next? It looks like we have a list here from Not Tristan. He says, hey, RBCP, Not Tristan here. I sent you a request email back in October. This is from 2015 with some Sonic phone numbers and information, but I guess it's not enough for you to look at. Not Tristan has an attitude with me. So he sent me some more Sonic numbers in his area. He gave me a list of managers and other high up there employees related to a bunch of Sonic locations, and I don't really know what to do with these. And I'm sorry if I didn't call these before. Maybe I have by now, you know, at some point in the past 4 years. But I think instead of doing anything Sonic related with these people, I'm just going to call them up and tell them to hang up the phone. And we'll see how general managers and assistant managers react to being told to hang up the phone.
Hello?
Hey, Heather?
Yes?
Hang up the phone. Well, shit. Apparently that's how they react. They just hang up the phone. She was a general manager. Let's try the assistant manager at that location. Okay, so I can't get either of the assistant managers to pick up. One of them's disconnected. And then there's also something called the HSC. Each location has several HSCs. So we're going to try these HSCs and see if any of those pick up.
Hello.
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
Hey, hang up the phone.
Say what?
I said hang up the phone.
Why?
Because I told you to. Just hang it up. You hang up that phone right now. Brian?
Yeah.
Hang it up. Why are you sitting there? Just hang up the phone.
Who is this?
Don't worry about it. I don't have to tell you who I am. Just hang up the phone. All right, he hung it up. So for that particular store, that's the only guy I could get to pick up. So the manager just hangs up on me. The HSCT gets a little angry, but he hangs up on me. He does what he's told. So let's try the next Sonic. This is the general manager.
Hello?
Hey, where's Rhonda?
I don't know who Rhonda is, and I don't know who you are.
Hey, don't get an attitude with me. You just hang up that phone. Hang it up.
I say it.
Hang the fucking phone up. Right now.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Oh, I know who I am. Don't worry about it. Just hang up that phone. Hang it up. Hang it up right now. Why aren't you hanging up? Listen, motherfucker. You hang up that phone. Don't make me get my supervisor. Oh, that scared him. He didn't want to talk to my supervisor. All right, so apparently her number's been changed. Let's try the assistant manager.
Hello.
Hello, Mike?
Yes.
Hey, hang up the phone.
Why?
Because I told you to. Do what I say. Hang
not
it up.
Doing it.
You better do it. You better hang up that phone.
Why?
Because I told you to. Just hang it up.
So who am I speaking with?
Don't worry about it. Just hang up your phone. Just hang it right up. He hung it up. He was a HSCT, which I'm Googling right now, and I still don't know what it means. It appears to be either a treatment for MS patients or a design for reduced sonic boom, but I don't think either of those are correct. By the way, I'm calling from one of the Sonic locations, so these people might be seeing Sonic come up on their caller IDs, and that's probably confusing.
Hello?
Hey, Melissa?
Yes?
Hang up your phone.
What?
Just hang it up. Hang up your phone. That was another general manager. They really know how to follow instructions.
Hello?
Hey, DeShante?
Wrong number, sir.
Don't call me sir, motherfucker. You hang up your phone.
Wrong number, motherfucker. Kiss my ass, white cracker.
Hang up your phone.
How about no? You hang up, bitch. You called me.
I'm not hanging up shit. You hang up.
Hang up, motherfucker. You called me, motherfucker.
No, you hang up, goddammit.
Oh, hey, shut the fuck up.
No, you shut the fuck up and hang up your goddamn phone.
You called me, bitch. You called me, bitch.
I
get
didn't
the fuck off the
I
phone.
Did not call you a
you
bitch.
You called the wrong number.
You just hang
Shut
up that
the fuck
phone.
Up.
Hang
cracker,
it up.
Get the fuck off my goddamn phone.
Hang it up.
Yeah, get you hang up, bitch.
I ain't hanging up shit.
You don't tell me what to do, you fucking cracker. Shut the fuck up.
Hang up
get
that
the fuck
phone.
Off my phone.
Hang it
you
up.
You called me, bitch. Get the fuck off my Get the fuck off my phone.
You don't know how to hang up because
hey,
you're stupid.
Shut up. Shut up.
You're stupid and you don't know how to hang up a phone.
You're stupid. Shut up.
You're stupider.
Huh?
Hang up that phone. Hang it up right now. I bet you're just ashamed because your name really is DeShante. You sound like a DeShante. Hello? Hello? All right, I'm hanging up. He either clicked over to another call or set his phone down. I don't know. But it looks like so far the best reaction we've gotten is from a person who is not a Sonic employee. Thank you, DeShante, for changing your phone number and letting that guy have it.
Hello.
Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Hang up your damn phone.
What?
I said hang up your damn phone. Hang it up.
Okay.
Do it.
All right.
Bye. Hurry up. All right, another general manager. I'm down to the fourth store on this list, and the general managers always hang up immediately for me. He was definitely the nicest about it.
Hello.
Hey, Tammy.
Thanks.
Hey, hang up your phone.
Huh?
I said hang up your damn phone.
Hang up my phone?
Hang up your damn phone. Tammy was Steve's second in command. He's taught her well. She knows how to follow those orders.
Hello?
Hi, Jade.
No, guy, take a message.
What?
I'll take a message.
For Jade?
Yes.
Oh, here's the message. Hang up your damn phone.
Who is this?
Just don't worry about it. Just hang up the phone. Just hang it up.
Fuck you.
What? Don't tell me that. That's very rude.
Are you Jade's friend? Do you know Jade?
Oh, I know Jade. Look, I'm just telling you to hang up the damn phone. You hang it right up.
No problem.
Well, it seems to be a problem. You're just sitting there, not hanging up. Hurry up. What are you, slow? I think I just got Jade grounded. Jade is a HSCT.
Hello?
Hello, Payden?
Yes.
Hey there, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Sonic.
Uh-huh.
And I was showing here on my records you're an HSC there.
I'm sorry?
I was showing here on your file here that you're an HSC.
An HSC?
Yeah.
What is an HSC?
It's not a slur or anything. It's just, you know, it's an acronym.
For?
I was hoping you could tell me. I'm not sure. I'm new here.
What was your name?
What?
And what was your name?
My name's Steve Dave.
You Steve don't, Dave?
Yeah, Steve Dave. You don't even know what an HSC is or an HSCT?
No.
How do you not know that if you work there?
And you said you work for Sonic Corporate?
Yeah, but I lied on my resume. I don't actually know all these terms. I was hoping you could tell me what that means.
Which location do you work for?
No, I'm with corporate. I'm like in the corporate office. Yeah. I'm not in a Sonic
location. Which one?
What do you mean, which one? There's only one corporate office.
No.
All right, look, you're not telling me anything that's useful, so you just hang up the phone. Just hang it right up. Hang up your damn phone. There he goes. And what the hell? He doesn't know what an HSC is? I think besides telling people to hang up the phone, we need to figure that out.
Hello?
Hey, Nathan?
Yes.
Hang up your damn phone.
I'm sorry?
I said hang up your damn phone.
Okay.
Hang it up. Right now. Took him a minute, but he hung it up. What's with all these people following orders? Wayne? Wayne?
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Wayne?
Yeah.
Hey, hang up your damn phone.
What do you mean, hang up my phone?
I mean, hang it up. Hang up that phone. Right?
Who is this?
Don't worry about who I am. I'm commanding you to hang up your phone right now. Do it.
Fuck you.
Well, that's not very nice. That's not cool. Just hang up your phone. Wayne? Wayne did not hang up. I hung up on him. He was just hitting touch tones at me. I think he clicked over and called someone else.
Hello?
Hello, Carrie?
Yes.
Hang up your phone.
Hang up my phone?
Yeah, hang it up right now. I command you. Hang it up. Do it. All right, he hung up. I think the list is just about over. I've got just a couple more numbers here, and I don't know, the last 10 haven't picked up. Let's see if this one does.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Kathy?
Yes.
Hey, hang up your phone.
Hang up my phone?
Yeah, hang it up. I don't have time to sit here all day. Just hang up your damn phone. Hang it up right now. Damn it. Hardly anybody argued with me. As I mentioned before, though, I have been calling all of these numbers from one of the Sonic locations that's on this list. So I think I need to at least call that number and tell them to stop making prank calls to me because I'm getting tired of it.
Thank you for calling Sonic. Can I help you?
Hey, this is Mike. I'm from the other Sonic. Someone there just called me and told me to hang up my phone.
It's a scam.
They're calling all of us. Peyton and Chuck are taking care of it.
Oh, well, what? Who called me from there? Like,
what? It's not our store. They're just using our number. I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense because they called from your number. Like, which employee was it?
Yeah, they're calling all the Sonics from our number.
Oh, well, why did
my phone is going crazy.
What kind of scam would it be where we have to hang up our phone?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Mike from...
Just call Peyton, okay?
I don't want to call Peyton.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Don't tell me what to do. Just, you know what? Hang up your phone. Hang it up. Well, shit, that was pretty much the most unfunny round of hang up the phone ever played on this show. But at least I got to get yelled at by that Deshante guy. I mean, you know, not Deshante guy. He was pretty awesome. Thank you, not Tristan, for sending this list in 4 years ago. And I'm sorry I apparently didn't get to your other list, and you had to yell at me about it in this email. That's probably why people don't send me things more often, because I take years to call the numbers. I'm down to 152 things left in my email box, though. I deleted quite a few things today, so any day now I'll be able to delete the PLA requests from my personal email box. I should make that my goal for, I don't know, like the rest of this month. Just get through all of these old requests.
What's up, Big Moist?
Hey, Big Moist.
Hey, good news. So you probably don't remember, but the last couple of times that I called in, I just complained and bitched about my job, and now I can't listen to you all day like I used to at my other job. You kept telling me to quit.
You got fired.
So I finally took your advice, and I found another job that was the same thing I was doing before when I could listen to you, just at a different company.
Yeah.
So interesting to you. I know.
Oh, it is.
But anyways,
very
interesting. That being said, I'm happy now. I can catch up on all your shows because I got behind. And
well, lucky for you, I haven't been doing shows for a month or 2 weeks or whatever it's been.
You and Tim should do another live show together where you hang out and take calls.
Yeah,
that'd
I want to do
great,
that.
But if you could just give me a specific number so I can call in and pass the line because I can get through less time. And I call like 1,000 times and talk to
okay.
you guys. Very sad.
All right.
But yeah, so that's it. And I'm looking forward to listening to all the binging of the Snowplow show. Okay, I'm rambling on now. Bye.
Bye, Big Moist. Yeah, that's another thing you haven't been missing for the past month, is the Hang Up the Phone show, because I haven't done any of those either. We were going to try and do one while I was away from the Situation Room, but it just never happened. I was on Devin's show a couple of times, though. I'm sure I mentioned that in the last show. Or wait a minute, no, I think I've been on her show since the last show happened. So, yeah, everyone check out Devin's show. I'm pretty sure I was on one of those. I forget which one, but I was on one of those. Mixler.com/Devin A New Start. What?
You don't know me. I've never signed up for any of your stuff.
This is the weirdest, terrible connection I've ever heard. I don't know if anyone can understand you.
Anything, but... I used to be a huge fan of your show. I would listen to it all day and night for hours and hours. And eventually I ran out of stuff to listen to. And then I went to prison for 2 years.
Oh, shit.
And I just got out of prison. And I had completely forgotten about your show. And I rediscovered it. And
Yay.
It's better than ever.
Thanks.
And I really appreciate it. You give me something to smile about while I'm on parole and life is miserable.
Anytime.
And yeah, hopefully I'll be able to sign up for your Patreon and other stuff because I love what you're doing and I want to support you. Thank you.
Thanks. And I am really curious what causes your connection to sound like that. You got to do something about that. Man, there are so many voicemails in here. It's going to take forever to get through all these. I'm just going to play a couple more, though. I'm just kind of scrolling around at random and clicking on them.
Hey, Roy.
Hey.
This is Tyler in Loveland, Colorado, and I was just curious. Looks like there hasn't been a Snowplow show episode in like close to 2 weeks, but
yep.
Some hobo sod episodes are popping up.
Yep.
So
it's all a trick to get people to pay for the hobo sods. It's the best scam I've ever devised.
In the words of the hurricane, what up with that? Thank you, Cactus Cactus. Bye.
Well, hopefully this show answers your question. You know, next year, I'm not going to take an entire month. I'm just going to do 2 weeks next year. I think I said that last year, too. But I drove all the way from Oregon to Illinois, and that eats up an extra week of the time that I'm gone. So you can kind of blame it on me driving there instead of flying like a normal person.
This is Austin from Panama City. I just want to say, Brad, I love you so much.
When I'm in the bathtub, aww, I fantasize about you.
Aww.
And I just want you to know that anytime you want to come over to my house and play Stick Bellies, we can. So,
all right.
Just, you know, give me a call back. Thanks.
I will. Okay, thanks. You're so sweet. What a nice person.
Hey, it's DP. It's Great Big Pete.
Hey, Great Big Pete.
I'm drunk as fuck. Huh.
You're what?
And I flushed my bed sheets down the toilet.
Oh, shit.
Anyways, I gotta go.
I hate when that
but
happens.
I love you. Hugs and kisses. Bye.
All right, bye, Great Big Pete. Everybody has the worst phone quality today.
Hi, Roy. This is Tom from Dayton, Ohio.
Hey, Tom.
I'm trying to track down a song that you've played on your show. It's a song about Mildred Monday, but it's set to the tune of Come Monday by Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, yeah, Ruprecht.
And I love that song. It's probably one of my favorites. So I was trying to get a hold of that song that I don't know if it was Ruprecht the Monkey Boy or
yep,
somebody else who made it.
It was.
But if anybody can help me out, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
I'm going to play that on the end of today's show, and I will try to remember to put a link in the show notes to a download of that song. And you can also go to Ruprecht's. He has a profile on a site called Smule. It seems like it's kind of like the original TikTok, maybe. I don't know. I don't completely understand this site, but Ruprecht has made 573 recordings, and several of them are PLA songs. Most of them are not, I assume. You can find that on snowplowshow.com/music. But yeah, I'll try to remember to link directly to an MP3 for you.
If I leave here tomorrow.
See, you hear great things like that on Ruprecht's Smule account. Smule.com/RuprechtMonkey. I think that's going to do it for today's voicemails. I need to hurry up and edit all this stuff so I can actually get it posted tonight. You know, I just remembered, besides being on The Thought Cops and on Asterios' show and on Devin's show, I was also on a Dwight show about 2 weeks ago, and I was also on a Giad show. We did two different audio shows while we were in Chicago, you know, from our Airbnb. So really, when you think about it, I did more shows the past couple of weeks than I normally do. Okay, not really, but I will try to find links to those and put those in the show notes too. I don't know if Giad posted his yet, but it might be up there somewhere. I'll have to ask him. I remember at least one of the calls we did together to some lady was really amazing. So be sure to check out the show notes on snowplowshow.com. That's going to do it for today's show. By the way, I'm also completely behind on my emails. Because of being gone, I tried to keep up with them while I was away, but that didn't work out so great. I'm going to try and get caught up on those this week, too. I know at least one other person has sent me a song recently, so thank you, person who that was. I will get that played on the show soon. I have quite a few things in my show notes here that people have sent me that I haven't played yet, and I'm determined to catch up on everything over the next couple of weeks. We'll see how long that determination lasts. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show, Mr. John, Anagold 009, FOD87, Dirty Syringe, and Crooked Alligator. It's because of people like that that I have to feel bad for not doing shows for a couple of weeks at a time. Thank you, everybody, that supports the show. As promised, here's a song by Ruprecht the Monkey Boy.
Headed up to Roy, New Mexico, for some October snowplow shows. I got my cactus on, I guess I'm gonna become a damn Patreon. Because sweet tits, I love you so. True Green, Skippy, and all of Roy Co. Come on, Brad, it'll be alright. I wanna come on, Brad. I'm gonna snowplow tonight. I spent 30 whole days putting notes all over the place. And I wanna watch Pikachu start a gang fight. Yeah, it's been quite a summer. Flaming darts and 7-Eleven's name. And when I was out on vacation, you fuck with a dog with war crime fame. And Ding Timber, I love you so. But goddamn motherfuckers, time to go. Come on, Brad, it'll be alright. I wanna come on, Brad. I'm gonna snowplow tonight. I spent 30 old days putting notes all over the place. And watch Pikachu start a gang fight. I can't help it, honey, baby, sweet tits. You're that much a part of me now. Remember that night Reba McEntire got called and she laughed out loud.
PLA.
La 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 la. I hope you're enjoying the weather. I know that it's rainy up there. I left you a message on Tuesday, but it didn't get played on the air. Dean Timber has warned me quite thin. Can't wait to hear from corporate again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side.
Cactus? Who are you? What is this about?